Summer vacation is drawing to a close for thousands of Milwaukee students, but for some, learning has continued throughout the warm months. They've been taking part in the Youth Build program. It's run by MATC and Journey House. They prepare young people ages 16 to 24 who dropped out of school for a career in the construction trades. As WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, the field seems rife with opportunity.
The building business is booming in Milwaukee. The Bucks Arena project alone is expected to provide jobs to hundreds. Trevon Bankhead hopes he gets one of them. The 20-year-old says he was mainly taking care of his grandmother, but now he's enrolled in the Youth Build program to get a background in construction.
I dropped out in the 11th grade, and I wasn't doing anything other than that at home. Working odd jobs, like helping people around my neighborhood, cutting grass and everything. And it wasn't something that I wanted to be doing.
Now Bankhead is preparing for his GED at the Journey House on Mondays and Fridays. It takes most of the Youth Build students about a year to finish. And for 15 weeks, participants spend Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at MATC focusing on the building trades. In the morning, they're in the classroom, learning things such as OSHA regulations and the math skills carpenters need.
Start with your fractions. What's 3 minus 6?
3.
3.
All right, 3/8 and 2 from 4.
2.
And again, we check them on our tape measure, 2 3/8.
In the afternoon, instructor Beverly Sroka takes the students into the shop for hands-on work.
What they're learning now is a kind of, chisels, laying out angles, a handsaw, learning how to read a print, measure off of stuff so everything comes out exactly how it's supposed to be. And then the different types of lumber.
As the weeks progress, participants learn how to use power tools, then frame a house.
So they get to build, 4 walls, openings for windows and doors so you can header it out. Then we do some insulation work, drywall.
Finally, the students go into the field where they help build a Habitat for Humanity home. For some, it's the first thing they've ever made. 20-year-old Anthony Beard is leaning over a workbench sawing wood.
Making a 2x4, cutting the pizzas to even for my sawhorse.
Beard says he's trying to determine which building trade to pursue.
I would like to do electrician or plumber or carpentry, anything that fits best for me.
I originally wanted to do hair, so this is a whole new different thing.
That's 17-year-old Kiera Rodriguez. She says she enrolled in Youth Build mainly to get her GED, but she's taken to construction. MATC and Journey House began offering Youth Build a year ago. Interim project manager Derek Cornelius says the U.S. Department of Labor oversees and funds the program. The money covers instruction as well as transportation. Some students come from the House of Correction each day as they serve sentences there. The funding also pays for the tools of the trade students use in class.
They get to keep these tools for life because we really want them to try to go into the trades or at least something closely related to the trades.
Cornelia says it's a significant investment, so applicants are screened to make sure they're a good fit.
You get some students, it sounds good up front, and they think, okay, this is something I can do. But being able to continue to go through it day in and day out and to come to class and to participate every day, there's some students who just can't handle that at the time.
Cornelia says he doesn't yet know how successful it might be because most of the participants are still finishing their GEDs and haven't yet entered the workforce. But he says Youth Build is working with local construction companies to establish a pipeline to take students from the program to the job site. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.